रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 89. भरता क्रॉसेस गंगा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. ही स्पेंट दैट नाइट ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ रिवर गंगा. Bharata awoke before day dawn and called out to Shatrughna that lay near. Still asleep? Arise, awake. Bring Guha to me as soon as you can. Our army should cross the noble river. To which Shatrughna replied, Brother, sleep for me. I but keep awake, my thoughts centered on that great one who is never away from your heart. And to them thus conversing came Guha and said in low reverence, Lord, I hope you had a sound sleep and happy dreams last night. Is it all well with your majesties and the troops? Bharata, the foremost of those devoted to Rama, hastened to reply to the affectionate enquiries of Guha and said, Thanks to your kindness and consideration, we and our troops spent a happy night here. Now it is time we cross the river. May I hope that you and your servants will see to the necessary arrangements? Guha repaired to his city and called to his kinsmen, Awake, bestir yourself to bring here the boats and barges for the king's troops to cross the river. They made ready in a trice 500 boats. Small they were, but there were others named Swastika from their being built like the ancestral cross. They were made up of two ordinary boats joined together. Large bells were hung at the corners. They were gay with flags and bright with gold. Lovely windows in the wooden walls gave plenty of air and light. They were secure from rain and storm and allowed as much breeze and light as was pleasant and enough. Made to accommodate and convey royalty, they were firmly joined by nails and clamps. Guha chose the best of them for Bharata and his people to cross the river. Costly rugs and carpets, white as snow and soft as down, covered the floor. Tiny bells were skillfully hung all over, chiming sweet melody as the barge moved. Bharata, Shatrughna, Kaushalya, Sumitra and the royal ladies got in, preceded by the priests, the chaplains and the other brahmanas. Next followed the transport of conveyances and provisions. It is a custom with the troops to set fire to the camps when striking them in the belief that it will bring them good. The fords were filled with men who fought for the first chance to cross the river. It was one vast clamor and confusion all around. This is my trunk, this is my bed, this is my luggage, these are my vessels, rose on every side. The deafening noise rose high as the officers hurried them on. The sails were set on the boats to catch the favorable breeze. The servants of Guha had a busy time of it, transporting the huge army across the river. Some of the boats were reserved for women, some for horses, some for conveyances, others for cattle. On their return, the boatmen showed their skill by executing many wonderful evolutions with their empty craft. The many-decked boats resembled huge elephants with howdahs on them or walking mountains waving with flags. Many crossed the rivers on canoes, rafts, pots, or by swimming. The countless hosts were transported in an incredibly short time and marched on towards the woods of Prayaga at the auspicious Muhurta Maitra. Bharata, as became a wise and skillful king, whose heart is ever concerned about the welfare of his subjects, forgot his sorrow and fatigue, went among the troops and made kind and earnest inquiries, saying, You had a long and weary march this day, I fear. He encamped them in a pleasant spot and comfortable and proceeded on foot to pay his respects to Maharishi Bharadwaja, old in wisdom, years and tapasya, while Vasishta and the other priests led the way. Soon they drew near the ashrama of the holy Brahmana, the preceptor of the Devatas, and deeply skilled in the inner mysteries of the Vedas, and beheld a lovely cottage peeping from among the groves that almost hid it from view. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.